السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we will continue where we left off from ayah number 38. And inshallah, today's lesson is going to be until ayah number 41. And we will start off with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 38.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير يا أيها الرسول لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم ومن الذين هادوا سماعون للكذب سماعون لقوم آخرين لم يأتوك يحرفون الكلم من بعد مواضعه يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا ومن يرد الله فتنته فلن تملك له من الله شيئا أولئك الذين لم يرد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
That is our lesson from ayah number 38 to ayah number 41, inshallah. Now for the theory part of our class, we were continuing from the topic of mudud. In the last class, we covered matabi'i, meaning the natural mad. Matabi'i is the natural lengthening of the letters, the mad letters, alif, waw, and ya. And it is also known as mad asli. So it is the original of all the other mudud. So you will see that every single mad that we have is going to be from the mad letters alif, waw, and ya. So this is why the two harakat lengthening of alif, waw, or ya is known as mad asli. It is the origin of all of the other mudud. Then if there is something that comes after the mad that will cause it to be lengthened more than two harakat, we will be knowing that as a different type of mad. And the mudud that we will cover, you will see that some of them will be four counts, some will be five, some may be six. So that is basically building upon that natural mad asli, that natural two count mad. Usually something that will come after the med will be either a hamza or a sukun. So you will notice that there is a hamza after the med or there is a sukun after the med, and this is going to cause it to be 4 counts or 6 counts. So naturally, med asli is the 2 count alif, waw, or ya med. So anytime you have the med letters, you will lengthen for at least 2 counts. Then if there is something that comes after the med, such as a hamza or a sukun, you may have to lengthen it for 4 counts, or even you may have to lengthen it for 6 counts. And an example of this, we had the phrase qalu ya Musa. Qa, 2 count, alif med. Lu, 2 count, waw med. Ya, 2 count, alif med. Mu, 2 count, waw med. Sa, 2 count, alif med. Qalu ya Musa. And you can see that in each of these harakat, I am going to pull this for 2 counts, and I will make sure that my counts are consistent. So for 1 count, if I am doing 2 counts for a certain number of time, all of my counts that are 2 counts should be that exact same time. Okay, so we do want to make sure that we have a little bit of consistency as we are reciting these mudud. Like I mentioned in the last class, sometimes for a slower reciter, this med might be a little bit longer. Now, in his mind, he is still doing 2 counts. But because his style is naturally a little bit slower, his 2 counts might be a little longer than someone who tends to recite faster. So, for example, if I recite the same phrase in a very slow tone, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. So now you can hear that 2 count is a little bit longer. Versus if I was reading in a fast tone in Taraweeh, for example, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. Now even here I am doing 2 counts, but here the 2 count is considerably shorter than the 2 count for someone who is reciting in a slower tone. So if you are listening to a sheikh and you realize that, you know, his 2 counts are very long, or you hear that his 2 counts are very short, as long as you are doing 2 counts according to the speed of your recitation, you have to remain consistent upon this, okay? So you may go a little bit longer or a little bit shorter than someone else's 2 count. So don't directly measure your own recitation with someone else's. For example, if you yourself are reciting in a very slow tone and you are reading your mudud as fast as someone who recites fast, then your 2 count med will not fully be 2 counts. It may be 1.5 or 1 even. So do make sure that according to your speed of recitation, you are doing it the full 2 counts, and then you are keeping consistent with that 2 count med, okay? So that consistency is very important. So this was what we covered in the last class. Today, inshallah, we are going to be starting our first type of med. And this med is known as med as-sila as-sughra. Okay, med as-sila as-sughra. Now, this is going to get a little bit technical. We are going to look into the grammar of why this mudud is here or why this med is here. Med as-sila as-sughra. Med means med, as in mudud, the lengthening. Sila means to connect. And as-sughra means small. The reason why this is known as med sila sughra is because there is another med that is known as med sila kubara. As you can imagine, sughra is going to be a 2 count med. Kubara is going to be a 4 count med. Okay, so sughra from the word saghir meaning small, so it is only going to be 2 counts. And then for the kubara med from the word kabir, this is going to be 4 counts. We will cover that later on. For now, let's look at med sila sughra. What exactly is this med? So this med occurs on the pronoun ha, which is used for the masculine third person singular. Okay, so this is going a little bit into the grammatical side. I am explaining to you the reason why we have this med, but when you recite the Quran, even if you don't remember the grammatical rule, you will still be able to know that there is a med here. And when we look at the examples, then you'll see what I mean. But just for the sake of learning the actual med, we will see why this occurs. So this occurs on the letter ha. This is a pronoun. Ha in Arabic, who or he, means him. Okay, so if I add a ha in front of something, it is going to mean him or he. For example, if I have the word kutub, kutub means books. Now, if I add he in front, kutubihi, now this means his books. So I'm adding a ha at the end, and this is turning it into a possessive masculine third person singular. Okay? Singular meaning that there is only one person, only one he, only one him. Masculine, of course, because it's a man, he or him. Third person meaning that I am not saying you or I am saying he, to put it into simpler terms. So masculine, he or him. Third person, it is not me or I or us or you, it is him. And singular, there is only one man. So this is the pronoun ha in Arabic. Again, another example. Means mother. Now, if I add a ha in front, it will become ummihi, his mother. So now I am adding the ha, and this is turning into a masculine pronoun. Wa ummihi, and his mother. Wa abi, abi meaning father. He, if I add in the end of this word. Wa abihi, his father. So and ab, mom and dad. Ummihi, his mom. Abihi, his father. So now I am adding this possessive pronoun at the end, making it for him or his. Inna means indeed. Innahu, indeed he. Mal is wealth. Hu, maluhu, his wealth. Okay, so mal is just wealth. Maluhu, his wealth. So you will see that at the end of these words, there is that little ha. This is known as ha dhamir. Okay, this is the pronoun ha, and it is only used for masculine. So it is not used for feminine. You will not find madsila sughra on a feminine ha. Again, if you do not remember this grammatical reason, you don't know what pronoun ha is, you don't know if it's masculine, third person, singular, if you don't know that, it's okay. Because when you see it in the Quran, you will already know that there is supposed to be a mad here. The reason for this is that as you recite in the Quran, you will see that there is a very small ya or a very small wow after the letter ha. And if you see this, you will automatically know that I have to pull this for two counts. If you see that small wow or that small ha, you know you have to pull for two counts. You know there is a med here. So even if you don't remember the rules, you don't remember the masculine, third person, you don't remember any of that, you will still know there is a med because there will be that small wow or that small ya. Okay? Now for matsila sughra, it can only have a dhamma or a kasra on it. So it can either be hu or it can be he. It cannot be with an alif. Okay, so the pronoun ha does not appear with an alif. It will be either hu or he. Okay, so this is rule number one. It has to have a dhamma or a kasra. Rule number two, it has to come in between two voweled letters. Meaning the letter before has to have a haraka and the letter after has to have a haraka. Okay, so this is another rule that here, if you see there is a small wow or a small ya, the letter before does not have a haraka and the letter after will also not have an haraka. Okay, if there is a haraka, you will not pull this for two counts. And then you will also not see that there is that small wow or ya afterwards. Okay, so the first rule, it has to have dhamma or kasra. Rule number two, it has to be between two letters that have haraka. And then the third rule is that it cannot be followed by the letter Hamza specifically. The reason for this is that if you recall, we mentioned that if the med is followed by a Hamza or a Sukun, it becomes a 4-count or a 6-count med. So for mad sila sughra, it can only be 2 harakat. So if the next letter is a Hamza, it is no longer 2 harakat. Then you will have to pull it for 4 counts. And this is known as mad sila kubara. And this is the next med that we will cover later on. Med sila kubara is 4-count med. And just to give you a heads up, this is going to be the exact same rules of med sila sughra, except the letter after will be hamza, and this hamza will cause it to be 4-count med. Okay? So for med sila sughra, the next letter cannot be a hamza. So if you see there is a wow or a ya, a small wow or ya, and there is no med sign on top, you can assume that all three of these conditions are met. So it is a dhamma or a kasra, it is between two harakat, and the next letter is not a hamza. And this is going to be 2 harakat only. Now let's look at some examples from the Quran. Wa ummihi wa abihi. So here, this is the example I gave already. وَأُمِّهِ and his mother. وَأَبِيهِ and his father. So here, when I say وَأُمِّهِ, I am going to pull this for two counts. And if you look at this ayah in the Quran, you will see that there is a small ya after the ha. There is a very small ya. And when I see this ya, I know this is two counts. So when I recite this, I will pull this for two counts. I will not say وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي. I will say وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي. So you can hear I am pulling the ha for two counts. And this is because there is a small ya after the ha. So even if I do not remember any of the rules, I know there is that ya. I know there is a small ya. There is a mini ya or a mini wow. And because of this, I have to pull it. Another example. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجِعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ إِنَّهُ. Indeed, he. And here, you will notice in the Quran, there is a very small wow after the ha. So I will pull this for two counts. إِنَّهُ عَلَى. Pull it for two counts. رَجِعِهِ. His return. He. This is going to be a two count mad. And I see there is that small ya afterwards. رَجِعِهِ لَقَادِر. So make sure you are pulling these for two counts. And you see there is that small wow and there is that small ya. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجِعِهِ لَقَادِر. And I am pulling إِنَّهُ, two counts. رَجِعِهِ, two counts. Small wow and small ya. Another example, مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. مَالُهُ and his wealth. And here ha is going to have a lamma and the letter after is a very small wow. Meaning this is a two count mad. So pull this for two counts. مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Pull for two counts. Inshallah, in the next class, we will cover this again. We will go over all of these rules. But to simplify it, if you are confused and you don't know any of these rules, you can't remember, you don't know the grammatical reason behind it, just know there is a small wow or a small ya after a letter. You will give this a small mad. Okay? This is going to be mad sila sughra. If we see an example, I will point it out in our lesson and then you can see exactly what this will look like in the Quran. So let's start from ayah number 38. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقُطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. سَارِقُ قَاف is heavy. وَالسَّارِقَةُ رَ here is going to be light. فَقُطَعُوا قَاف is heavy. طَ is heavy. Ooh, this is going to be a four count med. أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً this is a four count med. بِمَا كَسَبَا نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ name of Allah here is heavy. وَاللَّهُ name of Allah is heavy. عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ. So here you are going to know in the word ظُلْمِهِ. ظُلْم means transgression. He with the ha means his transgression. So now this is a masculine pronoun here. You will notice that after the ha, there is a very small ya. And because I see this ya, I will pull it for two counts. Now when we look at the rulings, you can see that ha has a kasra. So that was one of the rules. It has to have either kasra or dhamma. Ha should be followed by two harakat. So before it is a haraka letter, meem with a kasra, and then waw with a fatha. The letter after also has haraka, and the letter after cannot be a hamza. And the letter after is not a hamza. Therefore, we will only pull this for two counts. Now, when you have to pull for four counts, you will notice there is that sign of med on this tiny waw or ya. Okay, when that appears, I will also point that out. But for now, just note, if you see that wow or you see that small ya, you will pull for two counts. Okay, so ذُلْمِهِ, this is going to be a two count mad. This is mad صِلَة صُغْرَة. ذُلْمِهِ, very easy to spot. You see wow, you see ya, then you will pull for two counts. Okay, وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah here is heavy, يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah here is heavy, غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ رَا is heavy in غَفُور and in رَحِيمُ. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah here is heavy, لَهُ. لَا means for, who means him. So here this is also مَتْسِلَ صُغْرَى. I see that there is that very small wow after the ha, so I will pull this for two counts. لَهُ. Lahu, pull for two counts. Mulku samawati wal ard, ra is heavy, dad is heavy. Yu'adhibu man yasha'u, this is a four count mad. Wa yaghfiru, ghain is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy. Liman yasha'u, And then we end here on a nabr. Make sure that you give that hamza a little bit of jahr, that jerkiness from the throat. Wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Ala kulli shayin qadir. Qaf is heavy, and then ra here is going to be light. Ya ayyuhar rasul, ya is going to be a 4-count mad. Rasul, ra is heavy. La yahzunka alladhina yusari'una, ra here is light. Fil kufri, ra is light. Min alladhina qalu, this is going to be a 4-count mad. Amanna bi afwahihim wa lam tu'min qulubuhum. And then here, because we have those 3 dots, I can stop at either one. I cannot stop at both, and I cannot choose to stop at neither of them. I have to stop on one. So if you like, you can stop on the first one as I did. I said, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So these are the people who say, we believe with their mouths, but in their hearts, they do not believe. So I can stop here. This is my full sentence. And then I can continue and say, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ. And from the Jews are those people who listen to the lies. So this is now a separate sentence. Or if you would like, you can stop at the second one. You can say, وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Okay? So there are the people who say we believe with their mouths and they do not believe in their hearts. And from these people are the Jews. So now this is a different sentence. سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. There are the people who listen to the lies. So now you can change the meaning of the sentence depending on which one you stop at. Again, you can stop on only one. You can choose to stop at the first one and continue at the second, or you can continue on the first one and stop at the second. So you can say, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Stop. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ. Continue. Or you can say, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Stop here. Then you can say, سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ. So you can continue on one and stop at the other, or vice versa, but you have to stop at one. And only one. You can't stop at both. سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Ra here is going to be light. لَمْ يَأْتُوكْ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِهِ. So here again there is مَتْصِلَ صُغْرَ. You will see there is a very small ya at the end of this word. So if you are continuing, you will pull this for 2 counts. يَقُولُونَ إِنْ أُتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوهُ فَاحْذَرُوا. Right here is going to be heavy. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ. Right here is light. Name of Allah here is light as well. فِتْنَتَهُ فَلَنْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. So here you see in the word فِتْنَتَهُ and لَهُ, both of these are مَدْصِلَة. You see there is that small wow, and this is going to mean that we pull this for 2 counts. أُولَئِكَ. This is a 4-count mad. أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ الله, name of Allah here is light. أن يطهر is heavy. قلوبهم لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. الآخرة is going to be heavy. Ra here is heavy as well. And then we end here on a 4-count mad. So this is our lesson for today, ayah number 38 to ayah number 41. Inshallah, in the next class, we will go over Matsila Sughra again. We will go over all of the rules, and then we will look at some more examples from the lesson, inshallah, before we move on to the next type of mad. So inshallah, we'll stop here for today. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.